This is exactly right.
Forgive me for interrupting. I'm Bridger Weiniger, host of I Said No Gifts on Exactly Right. Each week, I invite my favorite people in comedy over to chat, and they always bring a gift. We're coming up on our 200th episode, and every episode is a gem. I have welcomed all kinds of great guests, including Cola Scola, Bowen Yang, Robbie Hoffman. It goes on and on and on. And you don't want to miss the 200th episode with the great Maria Bamford. What does she bring me? Find out April 25th. New episodes every Thursday. Follow I Said No Gifts wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you leaving? Are you on your way back home? Either way, we want to be there. Doesn't matter how much baggage you claim. Give us a time and date, terminal and gate. We want to send you off in style. We want to welcome you back home. Tell us all about it. Were you scared or was it fine?
Mouth horn.
With Karen and Chris.
Welcome to Do You Need a Ride? This is Chris Fairbanks.
And this is Karen Kilgariff.
We're leaving Karen's house, and I'm going to make a request right off the bat.
Yes.
Can we go through a coffee drive-thru?
Yes, absolutely.
I didn't say Starbucks because maybe you knew of a Ma and Pa place that has what we're looking for.
Oh, yeah. There's so many around L.A.
That's what I like about going home to visit Missoula, Montana, is there is a chain that people choose to go to.
Is it the one where the girls are forced to wear bikini tops?
No, that's in the Seattle area, Okay. And I've been through, and I think that they were offended that I was like, really? Is this real? Is it? You don't need to bring it up with the employees.
Yeah, they don't want to talk about it.
Actually, the time I did bring it up, she seemed to appreciate it. I did choose my words better than I just did, but I don't choose my words while podcasting. I save that for the streets.
That's right.
Yeah.
But not the drive-thrus, apparently.
No.
Okay.
But yeah, I wish there was that option, because usually I tell myself, well, Starbucks has the amount of caffeine I need. It's stronger. But these days, with their new pour-overs and their Americanas, it's lightweight on iced coffee from Starbucks.
Oh,
there's
really?
Other stuff that gives me the full-on anxiety I need to get through the day.
What?
Hand jitters.
Tell us your secret ingredient.
I think it is this new pour-over thing. Are you familiar with the pour-over?
I mean, I've heard the term, but I just drink black coffee, so.
It is. It is a black coffee. It is just, I think it's the same as, you know, where you get the grounds and you do a French press, but mm-hmm. This is a cold pour. They can do it cold. Gone are the days of may I have an iced coffee, and then some diner waiter brings you a regular coffee on ice.
Right.
It's such a slap in the face.
So you're saying they make this coffee specifically to be iced?
I believe so.
Wow.
I haven't really stuck my neck into the inner workings, because they're very, at this place, no photography.
What?
They don't want their secrets out. It's like a fancy ramen place.
Are you getting your coffee from Willy Wonka? Come on. It is. What's happening?
I won a prize. It's a national award.
My grandparents are all in bed, but I'm going to get them up, and we're going to take care of this thing.
I know what'll wake you up, Grandpa Joe. That's his scrapey feet are my pillow.
Hey, those feet got up after 40 years and danced and then went to a factory tour.
Yeah, I remember even as a kid, because I had hurt my ankles and had casts, I was like, he would be dancing right off the bat. He'd be weak.
suddenly that movie seems a little unrealistic to
me. It's the only unreal thing. I've seen chocolate rivers, but old men who've been in bed for years doing a jig.
Burping your way up into a vent?
Yes, of course.
It happens all the time.
You have to get rid of the bubbles in your body.
You and your grandpa, but you shouldn't touch the sides of the walls.
There's no shortcuts with atrophy. But yes, of course you can put fruit flavors in a screen print onto the wallpaper and lick it.
And know that the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Yes.
Look how close this drive-thru is.
Oh, this is nostalgic. Have I mentioned I'm happy we're back in the car?
You have a couple times, but let's talk about it again because I think it's always relevant.
We were on Times Square. If you're a new listener, you probably saw the lit up billboard. I say billboard, but it was an illuminated building.
It was actually a series of LED lights specifically programmed for us and our faces.
In a rotation with other advertisements, but ours was deemed the most important. And if you're a new listener, hello. Normally we have guests, but today is one of the sought-after solo episodes, which is you and I together, so it's not solo at all, but solo if we are one unit.
That's right, which we are and have been since 2014.
14, and it's because we finish each other's sentences. Tenses.
Part of the way I said that sounded like I was just waking up in that word, which was a great read, in my opinion.
Actually, at the start of this podcast, I hate to tell you now, but you woke up driving. This Tesla is amazing. I can't believe
God.
I shook you to say, turn left, but your car was already doing it.
And I was like, do you know that Blossom, my smallest and babyest dog, snores like I just did right then? Sometimes,
really?
If she gets to sleep in good enough and long enough, she'll do some real, like, grown man snores, and it is so funny.
Do you ever place a feather over her head to see if it rises and falls with each breath?
No, but you can go onto my Twitter and see the cutest picture of her, which is her looking up at me, and she has a tiny white feather stuck to the end of her nose. And I took a picture because it looked so cute until I realized, I bet you she ate a bird. Because she is actually a carnivorous, red-blooded animal.
And then you looked over at your domed cage and the gate was wide open.
No!
Oh, why do I even have that pet bird?
My gray African parrot. It was supposed to live till 90.
I was supposed to pass it. I was supposed to bequeath that parrot.
To my niece.
Oh, so
can you imagine
many
inheriting a parrot? That'd be pretty fascinating. Okay, wait. Hi, can I get a grande iced mocha with just one pump of chocolate, please?
I would like a grande iced coffee.
Annalise, do you want anything?
Oh, can I just get an ice water?
Can we get an ice water as well? That's going to be it. Thank you. Oh, did you know?
I can get this one.
Oleato is, they put olive oil in their drinks.
That reminds me too much of those potato chips that make you shit yourself.
Oh, did we talk about this already?
No.
Because those are supposed to make you shit yourself as well.
Well, coffee already does that a great job.
I'm going to ask her at the window.
If she's ever shit herself.
Hey, how do you feel about the Oleatos? Hey, thanks.
Sure. Yeah, I thought I'd choose this time to be the first time I paid for coffee. Yeah, why not?
It's all a write-off.
And then, you know what? There's a little something for her.
Nice,
yeah.
Classy.
Well, they do. That's what I like about one of the many things. Don't get me started on my love of Starbucks, but they have a new system where you can tip now. It used to bother me that there was no option.
Oh, right.
Now you can press $1 or $2 or $3 if you're Daddy Warbucks.
I thought you were going to say if your daddy lets you.
If your daddy lets you give money to the coffee lady. Please, Daddy. Please.
Please, Daddy.
I promise I won't ever do that character again. I want a golden goose, Daddy. Here we go. Are you sure you don't want a sparkly drinking cup?
I really do.
Look at how they're all on a clear stairway like they're on a Broadway show.
I like this one, if I had to pick. Pink and blue.
My sister has that one.
The one that I just picked?
Well, the rainbow disco ball one. When you give her the tip, will you point to me so she knows it's from me?
Thank you. Here, this is for you.
I'll just set it here.
So much honking. Somebody must have, like, gone it through the light. My favorite graffiti used to be over there, and it said, I am not fat on it.
No way.
Yes, I swear to God. Try to see if you can see it on that green box. Right here.
I am not fat.
I think they wiped it off.
I guess they did.
It made me laugh so hard the first time I saw it.
It would be funny if the graffiti artist came back because they had indeed gained some weight.
To wipe it off.
I'm one thing I am is a graffiti artist, but one thing I'm not is a liar.
I'm not a liar.
And I need the people to know in this electric box. I have a lot of beverages.
Oh, yeah.
If you have to suddenly stop, do know that your protective hand, which I always appreciate, needs to be a down a little lower.
So I don't knock your coffee into
yes,
your
yeah.
wonderful summer shirt.
I washed my car today. You were bragging about washing yours last time, and it had been many months.
Did you go to a self-serve place?
No. I went to a one of the drive-thrus with the guys at the end, and some of them passionately do some detailing just because they're feeling it, and this guy really did a great job. And then also, on top of that, I parked it in my own driveway. I ordered a fuzzy disc that goes on the end of a drill.
Sure.
So I can wax and then don't have to use elbow grease. I can just...
buff?
Yeah, it's a buffing system.
Nice.
And it really makes it look great. As I was doing that, because I was parked in front of my own garage, not blocking the sidewalk, a meter person showed up and said, this is just a warning because I can see you're waxing your car. But you can get a ticket. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm glad you told me because I always wondered because I'm leaving the sidewalk open and it is my garage. She's like, yeah, you can get a ticket. Just a warning. I went upstairs.
Because you were blocking the garage?
Because I was in front of my own garage. I didn't want to go into a semantic thing about it, but I left a walkway for the people. Went up to get a new fresh disc so I could do my final buff. Uh-oh. Came back down, ticket on my car. Liar.
Okay.
Yeah.
She thought you left it there.
Yes.
Or...
I was gone for 5 minutes. She went around the block. Oh, he thought he could leave it? Well...
Yeah, you basically made her teach you a lesson.
I guess I should have run up the stairs faster. It was just to get one more buffing disc.
But why 5 minutes?
I mean, it was probably less. Probably a minute.
I think if we could watch this in a court of law, and I wish we could... Oh, I didn't get jury duty, by the way.
Dun, 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 dun. Oh, you did your civic duty?
I did my civic duty, and I called every day, and I actually checked in online every day, never got called. So it counts as doing my civic duty, but I didn't get called.
Right, that's what's happened to me every time.
Oh, okay, I've never done it.
I used to, I don't anymore. I should.
Let's get you back in.
Yeah, I gotta get back in. I want to be on a big murder trial.
That's where all the best bits take place.
My buddy Adam, that works at the Thrasher magazine, we sat next to each other at graduation. He's my friend. He said that he highly recommends jury duty. He did it for like 2 weeks and he was emotionally invested. He said it was good for him to work with this group of strangers. And they think they made the right decision, and he said it felt great.
Oh, good.
He also doesn't get out much.
I mean, I like that review because I think oftentimes the easiest thing to do is go, this is a big pain in my ass.
Yep.
It's inconvenient, bloody blue.
Yes.
But you gotta be looking out for the points of interest. Now, listen, I was stoked that I didn't have to go downtown and check in and all those things, but... I think that's the kind of thing where, like, how are you ever going to have an experience like that in any other part of your life?
Right.
You got to kind of go and show up for something like that and see what happens.
I wonder if it's gotten more popular with that show, Jury Duty.
Well, it only just came out, right?
I only just watched it, yeah. I wasn't sure if it was new or it had been... Yeah, it's like a new network.
Yeah.
Jury Duty on Freevee.
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 You had to watch commercials.
Yes. It's like TV all over again. Freevee.
We know you missed it. It's back. Freevee.
We're going to pretend we invented it. Commercials. Yeah, it was very good. You kind of have to watch the whole thing. People were saying, oh, it's the best. And I watched a few episodes and I was like, where are the jokes? Am I supposed to be laughing? But it's more than that. It's like a...
It's a whole concept.
It's a whole concept. They're turning reality TV up on its head.
Now, I'm all for turning reality TV on its head. It's high time.
Mm-hmm.
But is it the kind of thing where there's people that are real, that are in it, and they don't know, and they're being made fun of? I don't like that.
Right. And that's where I thought it was going. But as you watch it, much like the difference between Eric Andre's reality movie, that road trip thing,
mm-hmm.
compared to Borat or something, that was celebrating people intervening. It was showing the good in people. And that's what this show also is doing. You think it's going to, because this guy isn't perfect. He's kind of a doofus, and they show him be a doofus. But he's also a kind person, and everyone on it is an actor, except for him.
Oh, okay.
And it shows him, that's why it's a good show. It could have been a flop if this guy was like a jerk.
Oh, okay,
like,
great.
So it's not watching people.
It's not like, look how dumb this guy is or look how gullible this guy
no,
is.
No, at first you think it's going in that direction, but he starts showing highlights and montages of him being a redeeming, sweet person with compassion. And that becomes the purpose of the show.
Oh.
And so as you watch it, that's the payoff.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it is nice.
We need more good vibes. That's the Ted Lasso influence in modern media.
It's a good vibe summer, and we're all horny for it. And I'm horny for this sign. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but fear not. Fear is bold, because I have overcome the world. Matt 3:16. Matt, isn't it Matthew?
It is.
That guy's on a abbreviated name basis with one of the apostles?
He has read the Bible so much, he is allowed to call him Matt.
I mean, he chose to have that made. I have to see his face.
You know what?
Speed up.
I'll tell you, I was already looking, and it's a place that provides food for homeless people.
Okay.
Right? I noticed it too, and I was like, way to go, Matt.
This is like that time we were making fun of that guy's industrial bumper, and it turned out to be a ramp for a chair.
Right.
Yeah.
We've been wrong a lot on this show.
Yes, we have, but we always recover.
This is human life.
Yeah, I haven't gotten a strongly worded email in a long time, as far as I know, although sometimes I don't open my email. So maybe that's a good way around that.
Well, also, I think it's good that people are with us when we make our judgments, mm-hmm. our snap judgments. Mm-hmm. We rush to judgment.
Right.
We love it. Yes. I do. It's fun.
Yeah.
And then, oh God. And then,
of course, it's a Honda Fit.
Finish
each other's sentences.
And then we realize, mm-hmm. we have an epiphany about being wrong. And then we talk about, oh good, we were wrong. That thing we assumed was bad is actually a good thing.
Right. And it's easy to listen and then think about it and then come back to us with what we should have said or a way we could look at things. But you didn't have that split second. We are on our tiptoes.
Oh, yeah. We're just receiving the world around us.
Yes.
And commenting.
Contrary to what you think these past years, this podcast is not scripted.
I mean...
Hold for Karen. Whoops, sorry.
Don't read the stage directions aloud.
Sorry, I can't. There's so many stage directions. People don't. Why do we wear these sequin outfits?
It's for the vibes.
Yeah, yeah.
It's to really deliver in every way possible.
Speaking of vibes, this guy.
This guy.
Yeah, I dare you to fucking have a problem.
I love him. He's from Brooklyn.
I dare you to have a problem with me in my van in the middle of the road.
When's the last time you saw a bald guy with a cigarette sticking out of his mouth going to do stuff in his illegally parked van? Because I can't recommend the vision enough.
You gotta come to this part of town.
North Hollywood, baby.
North Hollywood. You want vans? parked in the middle. You want tough guys? You got it.
How about a husky? Can you see that dog?
Oh, barely. But are his ears a little larger than most dogs of his breed? Are they a breed? Its breed?
Maybe.
That's a big... Oh.
It could be part shepherd. That's the van.
That's the van. He scared our favorite dog.
That's...
Now he's like, is there vans on this side?
He's thinking, I better look out for vans over here.
I mean, that dog has the lightest blue eyes.
Yeah.
I think that dog should be wearing sunglasses.
That dog definitely needs to go to the optometrist.
And I'm going to be that optometrist.
You know, I wish you would not pose as a veterinary optometrist anymore, because you're going to get into trouble.
And just putting on rubber gloves.
But... I realize I need to go to the optometrist because these goddamn Ray-Ban sunglasses that I have, sure, they look great. Sure, I took them to Europe this summer and succeeded. But when I take them off, they press into my cheeks.
Oh.
You know the thing Ray-Bans do where they're tipped backwards a little bit on the bottom?
Right.
And they, like, cut the wind chill factor or whatever?
Because that's how James Dean liked them.
Right.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that's what I was getting. So every time I'm like in a Sephora and I throw my sunglasses up on top of my head. There's just two red rings under my eyes.
I wouldn't like that. See here? See how?
Oops.
What was that?
I was going too fast for these cars being stopped.
Oh,
in front of me.
Wow. Yeah. You really can't do anything wrong in this thing.
You can be asleep.
See, I can put my little digits right. Look how I can rub my eye even. Can't even. Yeah. And that's how I like my glasses.
No entry. No way.
Oh, wow.
They're right up against it.
Well, I mean, it makes sense. We're not supposed to put our dirty digits on our corneas.
I guess that's true.
I have a problem with glasses always pressing. There's nodes maybe behind our ears.
Yes.
These don't do it, and that's why I went back and bought them again after losing them. There are times where I thought I was someone that couldn't wear glasses. And then you just got to get the right ones. But when
they were like pressing too hard?
Yeah.
Back there? Yeah.
And this is all boring, but a lot of people might relate to that. Do you have glasses that press on these? I'm worried about these bumps behind my ear is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
other people have painful nodes.
Yes.
Nodules.
Sure they do.
Moles.
They're not.
They're not moles.
Although, did I ever show you the picture of the time? And this was, I think, during quarantine, so I didn't. I woke up with a pain behind my ear. And it was like bugging me where I was like, what is that? That's like, it's not a zit. It's not in the crease of my ear. It's like in the space behind my ear.
The taint of your ear.
and so I just ended up taking a picture, like pulling my ear back and taking a picture. I think it was a spider bite. There was like a bump and then the entire behind my ear was like purple.
Do you still wear those sunglasses made of spiders?
Oh, is that what it was?
They're Halloween novelty, but the higher quality ones are real spiders.
You can't expect a spider not to bite you if it's there on your sunglasses all day and night.
Right.
It's too much to ask.
And that was always my issue with glasses when I would wear them. It's hard to get, I'm used to them now, but I used to put them on and forget that I'm wearing them suddenly in the periphery, my peripheral vision, I pick up the frames and I think it's a spider or a bug and I swap them and they fly and go into a sewer drain. Has anyone had that problem? Oh no, it's a spider.
Just cartoon characters.
$500 glasses down the drain. There's always a manhole. Sometimes, do you ever do this? You're on a construction site and you're walking on one of the beams. And it rotates at the last minute, and you continue to walk out, and you hear the construction people yelling.
When I was a baby.
That's Mr. Magoo.
And that baby. There's a baby one, too.
Oh, yes. The baby crawling.
Yeah. The baby gets out of the house, and then you watch the baby have a highly dangerous day where nothing happens to the baby.
Well, a lot of these stay-at-home dads, they pick up a construction gig. Of course, you got to take your baby up on the 70th floor that you're working on. Put it in your lunch pail.
That's how it was in the 50s.
Yeah, it was a simpler time.
When you were in grammar school, and did you carry a lunch pail to school? Lunchbox is what we called them in the 70s.
I did. and it was a Dukes of Hazzard.
Nice.
Lunchbox.
Yes.
Yes, in theory, but there's a flag on the top of that car that I just, I'm glad there's no photo evidence.
Yes.
There is an offensive Dixie flag.
That flag that is offensive, at the time, that was back before racism.
Right, before racism was a problem.
I mean, seriously, everything was so racist back then. It's insane. Like, if we did have a bunch of photo evidence of all those times, the problems would never end.
Yeah. It's crazy when one day you realize your favorite John Hughes movie growing up is riddled with offensive lines. It's just certain things don't hold up, and they shouldn't.
But it is such a weird thing.
Expect it from 16 Candles, though.
Well, and also, it's just such a marker of time where it's like, 40 years have passed since that movie came out, and you can tell.
When you say grammar school, because where I'm from, we called it elementary school.
Okay.
That's just the going phrase.
Okay.
My uncle used to visit from Seattle, and he would always ask me, how's grammar school? And I'd be puzzled with that. And then he'd follow it up with, are you taking arithmetic? And I'd say, no, I'm not. It's like, really? No arithmetic. I'm like, no, I do not. We do not take arithmetic at my school.
No. Nope.
He thought I was at some freewheeling Montessori.
Right.
I did. It took maybe into my 20s to realize that means math.
Well, why was he talking to you like it was 1810?
We just didn't have a lot to talk about. He was an old-timey guy. He wore a lot of olive green tweed suits and had a curly red mustache. He waxed the tips.
Wait a second. This was a time traveler, Chris.
Every year, I remember, he came from Seattle on a giant bike, front wheel, big wheel on the front. And my grandpa would always go, thank God, I know the chimney will be swept. So you're telling me he's from the 1800s?
You're telling me.
This visiting chimney sweep is a fiction of my own imagination? No, he's a sweet man. And he would just bring money for Christmas and give it to my grandparents. And then they would buy all the gifts with his money.
Wow.
But I didn't realize that. So you'd open a gift from him and I'd be like, oh, cool. And he'd go, what'd I get you? And I always thought that was like a deadbeat mom's uncle thing to say.
Yeah.
But no, he actually did get it.
That's hilarious.
He didn't want to do the shopping. There's so many things I'd like to tell him now. He has passed many years ago, but I would like to say, yes, I did take math, and thank you for all the presents with other people's names on them.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gordon. Thank you, Gordon.
Gordon. So he really did wear tweed suits and have an orange, jaunty orange mustache?
Yes. He lived alone, and I think his whole life, I believe, was gay and never addressed it and never was able to live a life that he wanted to live because of the times.
Because of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Because of the goddamn Duke boys. He wanted to slide over the hood of a car. He just wasn't agile. But I did go to his apartment once when I was a kid, and he had a new TV and the TV he had previous, and the TV previous to that. They were stacked. It was a nice, neat stack. But the first TV it was like the first TV that ever came out.
Yes, because was it like a big piece of furniture? Like the kind that looked like a big dresser?
No,
almost?
They got progressively smaller and older, as they said. So it was the smallest, oldest TV.
Yeah.
But yeah, the bottom, the nice one, the newest one, yes, was like...
I get it.
The speaker had wood lattice over it.
It didn't go up, it went down.
Right.
The stack.
Yes. So he would take the new TV, put that on the bottom.
Yep.
Take the old TV, so it was, it was more based on size.
Got it.
The one in the middle could have been the oldest. No. He did a from top to bottom, small to bottom, small to the bigger.
Stack.
Like
the way stacks
pyramid.
Work, yeah.
The way the aliens built the pyramids.
Yes.
he was a sweet man. I was, he'd only come during Christmas, so I didn't know him very well.
Well, at least he brought that money.
He did bring that money.
Oh, wait, that reminds me. And I'm so sorry, but we're going to go into our segment, which is Karen telling Chris TikTok videos. One of the worst ways to experience TikTok is by another person just verbally telling you about one, but I don't care because this is my new compulsion. So this one, I think I found it. And this is the kind of the contest is me and my sister and my friend Audrey. We just send each other TikToks all day. And so sometimes I have like 20 waiting for me because those guys have been doing it all day because they're both on vacation right now. And then I'm like not sending as many at the moment.
Right.
But then if I have a break, I'll be sending them all the time. But what you want to do is get the funniest one first, because sometimes you send the funniest one at the same time or like stagger, you know, right after.
Yeah, yeah.
And this, I found the funniest one lately. And basically it's a video of a family in a family room on Christmas Eve, you know, Christmas Eve night or whatever. And they're all doing a white elephant gift swap. And it says written on the bottom, "We stole a bunch of grandma's stuff to do the white elephant this year." So somebody opens one of the presents and then she goes, everyone's like, "Ooh, that's nice." And then she goes, "I got one of those." And then the next person opens the gift and she goes, "Hey, that's mine." And then she opens the next one and she keeps doing it. And it like literally six times. And by the end, she's laughing. But she's like old lady laughing because she finally gets that they're just pranking her and the entire thing is a prank.
Oh, that's great.
It is so funny. It's and then she opens one and it's from her. She goes, "These have been out in the garage."
Oh, that's so great.
Like old plates. Oh, if you could experience it firsthand, you would love it.
No, I did. I thought it was scripted at first. So I thought it was actors.
Oh, no,
I was like, where's this sketch going?
No.
This is real.
It's most of the stuff TikTok is real.
Right, right. And then the caption really sells it.
Yeah. Because you're there with a family pranking grandma. How wholesome is that?
Yeah, yeah. More grandmas have to be pranked. The one that we always did with my grandma, she'd step on a rake in the yard.
No.
It happened to her twice.
Are you being serious?
Yes. I'm starting to have questions. She broke her nose once and she said, "I stepped on a rake."
Uh-oh.
And then it happened again.
Oh, no.
I know. This moment of silence is contemplative. But it is also, I think, one of the time. I don't know. Yes, that was the story she told me. Two different times she stepped on a rake.
Who? Okay.
Like in Goonies, and there was scary things on that.
Sure. We all get what that is. But then who could have done it? Your grandpa?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, Chris.
I don't know. If you're in my family right now and you're listening, I'm sorry. I'm just stating the facts.
This is like an illustration.
There were no other major signs.
Along with when you said the aliens built the pyramids, an illustration of the problematic past we're both from.
Well, I don't like what I've drawn.
But also, it's happening real time because you just realized that the odds are very low.
That you, I mean, there were rakes in the yard.
How many? I mean, what? That
just
was that
a
part.
Lot of raking.
No.
The grass in Montana clumps up. You have to rake it.
You're in denial.
I am.
That's intense.
It is intense. This is a highly tense episode.
We got to work through this.
It wasn't Gordon. I'll tell you that. He was a gentle man.
It was the guy before Gordon?
Oh, the TV before Gordon. Just a stack of Gordons. Oh, man. My back started to sweat.
Yeah, that one was... Well... You just truly realized something awful.
Who was punching my grandma, Karen?
I mean, I'd love to know.
Let's not talk about it anymore. Ooh, look, Flappers Comedy Club.
Adam Conover is going to be there on July 14th. And, of course, Jay Leno will be there the next day. Hey, remember that news story where Jay Leno was burned with chemicals?
I do remember that.
That was upsetting.
I think it was fire. The chemicals lit on fire. He was burned with fire.
But he must be okay if he's at Flappers next week.
He had skin grafts. He had a lot of work. It was major.
Oh, are you being serious?
Yeah. And he was back to doing, while healing, he was back at the Comedy and Magic Club. doing stand-up, making jokes about it.
Of course.
Yeah. One of the jokes was, I told myself I'd never be a roast comic. He had bits for the news on the sidewalk in front of it.
That's horrifying.
Yeah. Yeah. He just, at the last minute, he reassured us that he's going to be okay, but also reassured us that he's not the best joke writer.
All in one swoop. He is a good joke writer, though. I will always defend 70s, 80s Jay Leno.
Before the Doritos commercials, yes. Something happened on that set.
What Doritos commercial?
He used to crunch all you want. We'll make more. Remember that?
Yes, I do. Was that 90s? 2000s?
I don't know. It was during that time I was sat in front of the TV and had it raise me.
How many did you guys have stacked up?
We had, I think that we did our due diligence. My parents did jury duty, and they threw away they called the dump, and they came and picked up our old TVs.
Yeah.
But I think that maybe I had the same TV my whole adolescence and childhood, from arithmetic into math.
The full transition.
Mm-hmm.
I realized that the reason I was suggesting that your uncle's oldest TV was in a big cabinet is because that's what our first one was.
Yeah, like the speaker had wooden lattice over it. Like it's a whole...
And sparkles, material with sparkles in it.
You had to put a coaster on top of the TV. That's how furniture-y it was.
Yeah.
People would leave their drinks on it.
Everything was big and wooden back then.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, everything took up a lot of space. Cars were really big and long.
Yeah. It was a day of metal and wood.
It was an era of materials.
And now everything is plastic.
And there's microplastics in our blood.
And I'm drinking through a straw right now, and I'd like to apologize to my nieces. It's just better for sound. If I tip the cup back, you can hear the ice jiggling.
We got these straws, and then we'll use these straws for the rest of the month.
This is a Do You Need a Ride nostalgic neighborhood. Where are we? Are we going to be going by that haunted house?
Yep. Okay. It's that part of Burbank that we love.
But it is hard to find that haunted house.
It is.
We've only found it a few times. Go back in the archives. There is there's a picture of the house. One of the few episodes where we replaced our poster with a picture. The other time was the time we went to NASA Space Camp.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful. That's one thing, when I moved to Los Angeles, these mountains, no one warns you that you're going to be surrounded by mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe people don't know that. If you come to LA and you look into the distance, there's a snow-capped mountain.
Yeah.
Tell me what's not to love about that.
It's great. Perspective.
Yes, from a distance. Yeah, I don't want to hike on it.
No. Also, these mountains, do you remember the year? And I would say it was probably 2012, somewhere in the tens.
Mm-hmm.
And these mountains all caught on fire.
I
came out of CVS one night and looked to the right, and it looked like we were in a movie about living in hell. Like,
right.
Just the entire surrounding mountainside, which seemed very close because it was on fire, was on fire. It was so crazy and, like, surreal.
Yeah, it's amazing what signs we thought were the end of the world before COVID.
Yeah.
Now, if we saw an entire mountain range on fire, we'd be like, well, it's no pandemic.
Right.
Yeah.
Which is good.
It's beautiful. The street's beautiful. We got mountains in the background, and it's lined with perfectly straight palm trees, which are not indigenous to the area.
No, and in fact, I saw a TikTok that said in about 30 to 50 years, these palm trees are all going to die at the same time.
I've been hearing that for a long time.
Or did I say it on a different episode?
No, not from you. You've backed it up. I've heard it for a long time now.
Have you?
Pre-podcast.
I've never heard it, and it upsets me. The idea of that, I don't like.
Yeah, it's like palm trees last 40 or 50 years.
It was my childhood Volvo.
You've always wanted one of those boxy, heavy bastards.
I think that's sad. Although, when things are windy and those palm fronds fall from 100 feet in the air, That's very dangerous.
Mm-hmm. Not to mention riddled with a spider's nest or maybe a rat.
Mm-hmm.
When I've always thought this would be, I have a lot of things that scare me during Halloween, but one is walking under a palm tree and yes, a frond could hit you and knock you out. A man who trims palm trees died on my street once.
Oh no.
Yeah, I don't mean to have grim, but we're talking about life, baby.
Yeah.
But I always thought because we've been told there's rats up there. And what if you're walking under a palm tree and a spider nest fell and landed on your head like Winnie the Pooh's honey bucket?
No.
Just think about it for a second.
Now.
And you'd scream, but it's just muffled.
No, you can't scream because you're opening your mouth to more spiders.
Yeah.
So you better zip it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I love that you started that story by just saying that there are things around Halloween that scare you, as if you're different than everybody else.
Well, a lot of people want to be scared. Have you heard about these houses, these, it's called like Mayfair Mansion or something. People have died. They actually torture you. They actually pull your teeth and stuff.
No.
And there's a line of like 25,000 people wanting to.
No, Chris, people are lying
yes,
to you.
I went to the website. It says permanently closed. Something bad happened.
Well, so you're saying it's a
haunted house experience,
they get to pull your teeth.
They full contact, they torture you. People want to do this. It goes into some realm of S&M. I don't know.
Oh.
But it's scary and it's out in the country and it's something Mayfield Manor or something. I just was reading about it and watching videos about it, and the guy that runs it is the scariest person I've ever seen.
Yeah, he would probably be some sort of a sadist, I would imagine, if he's started a business torturing people.
Yes, it is, and that is a part of me that I just don't... It's scary enough just at the county fair going into a dark fold-out trailer that has people and mirrors. I don't... I guess I've done the one here. It's so funny. We're talking about Halloween in the middle of the summer.
But we can't wait.
So we're getting you ready. On the Queen Mary, that ship that's already haunted with real ghosts.
Yes.
Like, I remember looking down a hallway and there's mattresses and I was like, oh, wow, they even made it scary down there. And they're like, oh, no, that's just like that. We don't move those mattresses. Everyone's scared of this place. The guy in line told me that. But there was actual people, and they have chainsaws. There's no chain on it, but they aren't allowed to touch you, though.
Right.
And once you know that, it's like, okay, as long as no one grabs me, I'm going to be fine. Because you know me, my first instinct is to do a right hook.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
well, because if someone's grabbing you and you're already in fear, you're no longer at a haunted house. Now you're being assaulted.
Yeah. So it's fight or flight, and I fight, baby.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep saying baby. I don't know what.
That's right. It's the it's your summer vibe.
It's summer me.
That's very interesting though, because I think I saw a documentary now that we're talking about this, but the tooth pulling distracted me. I saw one where it's
in the contract.
Same, yeah, where do they do the thing where they take people off of the street?
No, I think it's you submit to it and there's a waiting list and you fill out this contract that says, yes, you can pull off my fingernails.
Okay.
Well, this one is insane.
This one might be slightly different, but for this one that you sign up for, they come and take you when you don't expect them to.
Oh,
so
yikes.
You don't go there.
Oh, that's part of it. Yeah. I don't know about the pickup. I guess that's nice. They have a car service.
Yeah. I mean, the whole thing is truly crazy.
Yeah, there's no part of me that wants that. Just so you know, if you were ever thinking of getting me a gift.
Oh, okay.
I do not want to do that.
Note to self, cancel the attack. Cancel the birthday attack for Chris.
I do not want. It's awful. And no one has ever won the prize. They always quit early.
Wait, like, what prize?
Get like 50 grand if you go through the whole experience. That's why... That's what I hate about it. It's dangling money, just like most reality shows.
But
people are eating bugs and things on TV so they can get money.
But Okay, that's totally crazy, because yeah. if you're doing it for money but they're pulling out your fingernails or teeth, then that is just, that's horrifying.
It's just as crazy as that Alive show that I love watching, where you live in a frozen tundra for, and see how long you can last. Just when I found out it's just for $1 million, that's not even a down payment on a house.
Yeah, especially after taxes.
Yeah, exactly. They don't mention taxes on that show.
Oh, because they're big tax evaders on that show.
Yeah, they don't pay their taxes.
But it's a different thing to, like, on a loan, you're like, I'm going to roll the dice and put myself at risk to potentially be harmed, but probably not. Maybe starve a little bit, maybe see a wild animal that no one will actually let me be attacked by. But the other thing you're talking about, you were guaranteed to be attacked and hurt in some way.
No, have you seen Alive? Or Alone?
I've seen the billboard.
Called Alive or Alone. Not the one with the soccer team where everyone eats. And I say that's again, I'd be the first to eat a person. that's why I don't play
No hesitation.
Soccer. Yeah. Day two.
It's Alone because I've seen, yeah. I have friends that like to talk about it on Twitter.
The only thing is there are establishing shots. They, you know, they have a camera with them and theoretically they are filming everything mm-hmm. with body cams and they're, but then they'll have like a swooping crane shot of their, the dwelling they made. And it's like, okay, there is a cameraman there with a power bar in his pocket.
Yeah.
But I really don't think they intervene because they are like, they show them in danger. Who knows?
What kind of danger?
Wolverines. Bears. Yeah. Ankles break.
Yeah.
I guess you can't really prevent that with a sandwich. But there's there's a lot of stuff that, I mean, they all, the starvation, they've stopped. There, one woman I really wanted her to win because she made the best insulated cabin. She like, it was two layers of logs, perfect. And she insulated it with like juniper bushes, and it was a cozy cabin warmed by the fire was under these slates of rock that then heated her bed. It was amazing.
Wow.
And then she was going, because she was only eating berries and didn't want to kill animals, which those people that just ate animals, they weren't getting all the nutrition either. You starve no matter what.
Right.
But she was going crazy. She made a stuffed animal and was holding it like it was a baby and talking to herself. Oh. And they finally intervened and said, you are in danger of having heart problems because your body is eating away at itself.
Yeah.
We're pulling you from the show. And she's like, no, I feel great. Look at me. And she had all these juniper beanie babies.
She had one tooth dangling out of her head. Well, sorry, so she was a vegetarian or vegan that was trying to do it?
Right, and made it longer than the guy that's like, I kill all the animals. And he, like, immediately killed a moose. And that's why the Wolverines kept eating his moose meat.
Yeah.
So he made a moose tower. Then the Wolverines figured out how to make their own ladder. I don't remember the details.
That can't be true.
But he was, yeah, the people just eating foosh and fish and moose and foosh and meeses. There's guys that just thought they could get by on foosh and meeses.
They're idiots.
Mm-mm.
You
can't make up an animal and think you're going to survive.
Oh, I'm out here. I'm going to eat foosh. I'm going to eat meeses. I'm fine.
I hate those foosh and meeses to pieces. And then the other people that, like this one guy killed a, I guess I really liked the show. This guy killed a squirrel and then he was crying. He's like, he was this big, tough guy. He's like, the squirrel was my only friend. And he had like a little ceremony.
Oh.
Yeah, it was sad.
But it seems like, I mean, not to be judgmental of these people who just are trying to be on a TV show, obviously, at the end of the day.
And
but
win $1 million.
What did they think? What do they think was going to happen? It's called Alone. They're flying you out into the middle of Alaska. You think you're not going to have to kill a squirrel?
Right.
At best, a squirrel?
They are all survivalists that know the route. They definitely have camped for more than a weekend.
Yeah.
So it's like their thing. It's their hobby.
And yet, here come the waterworks when you have to kill a squirrel.
Right.
Please.
Oh, that guy's, his strengths lie to other places other than squirrel murder. They all have their strengths.
His strength was building shrines and crying.
Yes.
Useless.
Yeah, it's an interesting show because it's different types of people, different strengths, and you think so-and-so, the tough guy with the... Also, you can bring your own things, and some people are like, I brought some line and some hooks and this comfortable pair of shoes, and another guy's like, I brought underwear and this rifle. Like, they can have weapons, not guns, but one guy had a crossbow. You'd think everyone would want a crossbow, but not everyone's a bow hunter.
Right.
And that guy did not win. And then they had a total tough guy that's like, I hunt, I kill everything. And day two, he fell and rolled his ankle. And he called. He's like, I got to get out. I hurt my ankle. He was talking so tough. That's why I love the show. That guy got kicked off. And then the lady that was making stuffed animal friends, almost, she went 3 months or something.
Yeah, she hung in there.
Yeah, it's cool. It's cool. But it does get gross because you have to see them prepare these gross meals and eat them. I wish they would pixelate that.
You mean squirrel barbecue type of stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or fish soup
Or foosh sip.
They were sipping on some foosh and I did not like to watch it. Just the sounds.
Or, smoke and endo.
Oh, the pieces
and sipping
of...
on fish. And... sorry, that was bad.
I liked it.
I have seen that alone billboard. For some reason, I really liked the billboard when it was all the people standing there. I don't know if it was season one or what.
Yeah.
Because I was the first time I saw the billboard, there was one lady on it where I'm like, that's kind of how I dress. That's what I would look like if I was on that show. She was one of the ladies with her arms crossed. It kind of just made me laugh.
Yeah.
Where it's just like,
a lot of people get pulled in by the fashion.
the fashion of, I don't have to get ready. I can pull on a beanie and make this flannel work for me.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Yeah, it is everything about it. I might give it another go.
Do you know how many seasons there have been?
Many.
Oh, really?
Yeah. 4, 5, 6, maybe 10. Anywhere from 4 to 10. Certainly not 8 or 9, though.
Chris, are you letting the coffee talk for you?
Yeah, man, this is strong. I don't need my pullover French press. This is giving me the jitters. I don't know what's going to fly out of my mouth. The
pullover French press.
Oh, God. 2 rakes? Oh, Grandma.
Oh, Grandma.
Sorry.
God.
No, I just, momentarily. Hey, what's that? What are they doing? Look at that.
They're having a summertime experience.
Hopefully he's not. He should be walking next door. If what I've learned from 50s movies is correct.
That's right. You have to switch the lady out. Put her in on the inside.
Mm-hmm. Something I do practice.
You're just moving ladies around as you walk down the street?
No, I practice pushing people into the street. I'm not ever going to do it, but it's good to practice.
And then you push them and you go, I'm the lady now.
Yeah, oh, God,
I'm on the inside.
It's this coffee, Karen. I can't believe I even said that. It's not even to joke about. Pushing ladies in the street. That's caffeine.
Look. Oh, do you remember that story from long ago? This is one of my favorites.
Good save. Thank you. What's the story?
No problem. It's a story out of London. I would say it was in the late teens, pre-COVID story.
Mm-hmm.
On a bridge in London, morning time, commute hour.
Is it the London Bridge?
No.
Okay.
I think that's for show now.
Yeah, I think it's for the
song. Or if it's not a bridge, it was a street that had a very narrow sidewalk. Ladies jogging.
Mm-hmm.
Guy is jogging the other direction from her. He pushes her into the street, and a bus slams on its brakes and just barely misses hitting her.
Is this a TikTok?
This is a real thing that happened.
And
then they thought they found the guy, and then the guy who did it, with all the CCTV cameras and everything they have over there, it was an American, and he had an alibi, I was not there. I wasn't in England. And so basically it was nothing came of it, but you can see the footage. You can look at it online of this woman getting pushed into traffic by this anonymous jogger.
And did not get hit, but it was so close. And they never found him.
And they never found him.
And he looks just like the guy.
Yeah. Although, the guy has this alibi that makes it so they can't do anything. So there's a good chance they're wrong about who they thought it was. But it's
like... Do you think it was an alien that was a clone of him?
No, I think there's...
It's a genre of many shows right now.
You know what it looks like, more likely to me than an alien, is people, hitmen type of people, who are good at blending in and who look like a lot of other people.
Right.
So a guy that's 6 feet tall, jogging, blonde-ish hair with a baseball hat, who's that? You'll never
Corbin know. Corbin Bernstein. Well, I just, that was the first one that came to mind.
I mean, great guess, but wrong. You know, wrong.
Wow. That's odd. Well, I'm glad she didn't get hit.
I know. But that, when we speak of pushing ladies into the street, let us always remember that very on top of it bus driver who saved that woman's life. And the fact that that even could have happened.
Yeah, that is what, that's like my biggest fear. And I think like, it's so unrealistic. Don't imagine someone's going to push you. Don't imagine someone's going to veer into your lane. But it does happen. That's why I imagine it.
Yep. One time when I lived in New York very briefly, I was in Times Square walking somewhere and we were waiting for the light stop walk light to turn green. And the light turned green, but the hand was still red. And so cars were like taking real fast rights in front of us. And this girl wasn't paying attention. She went to walk out in the street and I grabbed her back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You saved her life.
Well, I kind of. She seemed irritated. And then the light turned directly after. So it was like, oh, sorry, I didn't mean to touch you. But also, there's cars in front of us.
Did you explain why you grabbed her?
No, she saw the car.
Oh, but, and she but, still was irritated.
Well, she just, it was weird. It was like me going like that.
Right.
And then it was good I did it, but at the same time, you know, especially in New York City, people don't want you touching their shoulder.
Right. Randomly. I guess not. Although I found it to be very friendly. If you're going to touch anyone's shoulder, I would do it there before I'd do it here.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
New York City shoulder touch?
Yeah.
I mean, when do we honk at the Mercedes going into Sweat Cycle and stopping all the traffic?
I'm going to count down to 4, 3, 2, 1. Honk now.
Wait, you didn't do it. I'm going to let the guy go.
Well, they're not going to learn a lesson. Okay.
Asshole!
Yeah, just let them have that. Yeah, I'm sure they heard it.
I should have rolled my window down because her window was down.
Yep. I'm trying to think of if I've ever saved someone's life. I'm afraid it would come right. I don't think I have.
Next.
Well,
you'll
you
get a
win again, Karen. The constant unspoken contest.
I mean, just be aware you're in the contest and maybe you'll win it next time.
I've saved my own life a few times. That
sure.
Doesn't count.
Isn't that
selfish?
Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I have. Knowingly. But there's no telling, you know, what choices I've made and the butterfly effect that stems from that.
Sliding doors.
The doors that I set up near the dominoes. Or the other things that describe a series of events caused by other events. Where I've saved someone because I decided to buy blue shoes instead of red.
I mean, that would be kind of cool if you could find out how many of your good decisions affected other people
right.
in a positive
I
way.
Mean, I haven't seen the film, so I'm guessing, but that's what the butterfly effect is about, starring, I want to say Keanu Reeves, but that's not his name.
Ashton Kutcher.
Yeah, that's him.
If you haven't seen the butterfly effect, I recommend it 1,000%.
I've only heard that it's laugh out loudly bad, but
it is wildly bad, but in this way where it's really trying to do something, like, you can't get that bad. Usually bad movies are just boring because you know what they're doing and
you've
seen it a million times. This is like they're really trying to do something and it's wild. It's like stupid and crazy and funny and very dramatic all at the same time. And
Karen,
totally worth it.
I had an audition once. I forgot about this. And it was at this building, and they're waiting to see me. I had made a video, and I went in, and they had a butterfly effect poster in the bathroom, and it was huge. And I came out, and I said, "Well, someone here is a big fan of the butterfly effect." And they're like, "Yeah, that was one of the first movies we produced." And then I was like, oh God, why'd I say that? Why did I have to make a joke about that? But it was only the person that saw me in the office, like the
I want to say
thank you, not maitre d'. Thank you. Once again, you saved me. Anyway, I was waiting to be seen, and there was gym equipment everywhere. And Ashton Kutcher came in. He's like, do you want to work out? I was like, sure. And so I just, because he asked me, I started like, and he picked up these tiny weights and he pretended they were really heavy, like, well, that's about enough for me. And they asked what I was in there for. And I was like, this project. And he's like, well, good luck. I was like, this is his company.
Aww.
It was like his production company. And he was nice. And he did that.
That's
job.
Very cool.
I never told you about that, right?
I don't think so.
Because there's no point to it. It's just me name dropping. But I do want everyone to know that if you were wondering if he's a nice person, he had no reason to play, hey, let's go to the gym, I'm going to do my tiny weights joke.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
He didn't. He could have walked right through that room. He could have looked at you and given you a frat
exactly.
boy head nod.
Exactly.
At the very most, that's what anyone expects. And to stop and do a bit. Also, to say, hey, do you want to work out is
yeah,
so funny.
It was so silly.
Do you
and
want
then he
to
did his goofy Jim Carrey weights thing, or, you know, or more Steve Martin-y. I don't know. He did it in kind of a Jerry Lewis-y way. Oh, no, he's funny. It
delightful.
Was great. Yeah, I will forever pay attention where there's news of him and Mila Kunis in the news.
I love news that they got together.
Yeah.
I think that's the sweetest thing of all time. It's so cute.
Yeah.
They're both, you know, truly beautiful people.
Right.
Not personally, not deep down, but absolutely on the surface.
Right.
But so that's nice.
Butterfly Effect, in my defense, is famously a not good movie. So it was something to talk about. I
also,
had coffee that day.
It's a funny thing to say.
Right.
That, like, you're a big fan of this movie.
Yeah.
Therefore,
yeah.
You put the poster
in
the
bathroom. It was kind of like, you know, in Arthur, in that movie Arthur, when there's a taxidermied moose, and he's like, you must have really hated this moose. I love that obvious.
Yes.
A lot of people would call it a dad joke.
Yo, yeah.
But I'm barren. I have no offspring. So it's a regular joke.
It's just old guy joke.
Yeah,
how about that?
Hey!
Wait a second.
That was the, when there's a time where partying at the Improv always with Henry Phillips and Nikki Glaser when we were all younger. And that was our favorite game to play. You casually insult someone and they agree for a second and then go, hey! So, yeah, like, that was the example. I already gave you an example.
I did the example with you.
Yeah. It's like if I said, oh, Karen, you're wearing black again today. I like how it always brings out all the dog hair on your...
Yeah, hey! Right?
You kind of, you simmer in the agreeing a little
yeah.
more. Yeah, I like it too because of the contrast. Hey! Not to tell you how to play the game, but that's how the game is
played.
Let's
do it again. Let's do it again.
I like doing a left here, especially going too fast like this, because I like to live on the edge of my
seat. I know,
me
too. It's really... Hey!
No, you're a good driver! I think
that
we
one
did
wasn't,
a good...
That one wasn't as
well,
good.
The example, it was really piss poor.
I was actually getting nervous because I was like, I don't know if I want to hear a bunch of insults in a row.
Right, right. That's
sir.
An interesting part of the game is it lets you...
really
people
slam
know
people?
Your grievances, yeah. But you have to play the game, so you have to hear it.
Wait, am I right on this time? Time-wise? Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
Oh, yeah, your internal clock is always ticking. Your biological clock is ticking, Karen.
Oh, I will have a child out of wedlock. I will.
Just for the jokes. Well, that was fun.
Yeah.
Easy, breezy.
Beautiful cover girl.
I remembered some things about my childhood.
Oof.
You know, not everything is rainbows and fucking sun farts.
No, it is not. That is very true.
Yeah, it is true, even though it's never been said quite like that.
No. Do you have any shows coming up that you want to promote?
Thank you. I am going to be in Boise, Idaho on September 9th or 8th, one of those.
Okay.
At the lounge across the universe, or it's a friend to open a club, someone that I started comedy with in Austin years ago, and she lives in Boise, Idaho now and has a club that is magic and comedy.
Oh,
specifically
fun.
And yeah, I'm very lounge in the center of the universe. Oh, I should know this. Just Google lounge and universe and Boise.
Lounge at the center of the universe?
Yeah, I think that sounds right. Is that a saying?
I don't know. It sounds cool.
It's a good name. Yeah, it is a great name. Other than that, I don't know. I gotta start booking.
Book it up.
Yeah.
Summertime bookings.
That's right. That's what I'm on summer vacation.
Yeah, so you got to take it easy.
Yeah, I should relax more.
You should. Probably cancel that Idaho job.
Yeah, that's going to really muck up my September. You've been listening to Do You Need a Ride? DYN.
AR.
Oh, you went baritone.
I went low.
AR. This has been an Exactly Right production.
Produced by Annalise Nelson.
Mixed by Edson Choi.
Our talent booker is Patrick Kottner.
Theme song by Karen Kilgariff.
Artwork by Chris Fairbanks. Follow the show on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Dynar Podcast. That's DYNAR Podcast.
For more information, go to exactlyrightmedia.com.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
Follow Do You Need a Ride on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you like to listen so you never miss an episode.
If you like what you hear, rate and review the show.
And visit the exactlyrightstore.com to purchase Do You Need a Ride merch.